to the next chapter of the Elephas Hour, creating stories that are fascinating yet unpredictable, inviting you to listen, think, and be entertained. Please follow the newest journey as the Elephas Hour, the series, awaits. When we last left the Blue Robin...
Where you been? Last I hear, you're running for... No. Em's running for her life, and all of a sudden she disappears?
All you've done is ask me as a favor, and spy on me to see if I'm doing your dirty work. Mess up where your brother works? Craig doesn't deserve that.
What did you say to him?
You're making her sound like a manipulator.
That's what she did.
And the other places she mentioned talked about?
Detroit. Just being Em, hooking up with a rock group.
Name.
Screaming Knives. This little blurb says they're looking for a temporary setup in the city. This club here.
Don't go after her, man. She's lost it. She's damaged goods.
There's only one place left, you know. And that bridge is where she wanted to meet you.
Delia?
Ed?
He's gone.
Yeah, he just left.
He quit. He's quit working for me.
Why?
You tell me. You're the one hanging around with his girlfriend so much.
Is this a stage?
For a while, this was mine. So today I just thought... performed it so long. I'd take anything.
You were right, Delia had the cans stashed.
I'll take the cans. You won't have to see him again.
I don't even wanna.
What?
Idiot!
No, I got it.
Wait. Hey! What are you doing?
I gotta get my paint cans.
No. Well,
Stop!
Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I disguised my cables with the holiday ones too well. But at least it worked. One night on stage. But maybe plug them from Jolene's extension. Her office. And she's outside somewhere meeting someone, I think. And we'll just go through the back.
Our tour?
Hey, got some stuff for delivery.
Are you kidding me? Right now.
They're still hot and my counter is full. Thank you.
Obviously, my arms aren't gonna
let me burn this. I spent a good early morning looking for the ingredients in the proposed menu.
But if this works, won't you have to do that anyway?
If this works, Ed will be back.
That's not really a feasible part of the plan.
It gave birth to the plan.
Alright, be honest. Is this for him and Delia, or us?
50-50.
If we had a fourth party?
No.
When he gets here,
he's done enough already.
And how much of that did we do? He's a part of this place, too.
The addresses are in the bags.
That could be replaced. But this area doesn't need a redo, obviously.
Now, this is the back of the parking lot back of the restaurant.
Employees only.
There's one.
Patty?
Yes?
I'd like you to meet someone. This is our official aesthetic analyst. I've been trying to get her over here for a really, really long time.
What does that mean? Are you inspecting?
Just the look of the place. Seeing if any of the details need to be enhanced or added to. See if I can bring anything to the table, which I hear are faux coral. Not my first pick for a jazz restaurant, but I'll... give them a once-over. In light of recent events, I feel it's appropriate this place receives a retooling, and our designer here will help. But don't worry, I do have extensive knowledge on building safety and ordinances. I do believe there was a degree or two involved.
Well, nice to meet you. I have some early deliveries.
This early?
Just
someone needs a whole set of cables?
Well, I was cleaning out the back of...
You've got some Christmas lights with your cables.
The cables are mine. They're used to connect to a standing mic, sound system. I just... They got to...
You're an entertainer sort of person.
I was.
You could add that in. Well, isn't that the sort of thing people expect from this sort of themed restaurant?
It's a tried and failed concept. Unreliable performers.
Ooh, the rock band. But if you had a permanent act, or...
I don't know what would follow after that, light show. I guess you'd have to put a strobe warning.
If you could get someone, I'd like to see that in the context of the ramen.
I have some ideas.
Fantastic. Can we go in here?
That's the kitchen.
Oh. Well. I do have a bit of a list already. Maybe we could review it in a minute?
Sure.
Okay.
That was some quick thinking, wasn't it, Patty?
I just want to get back up there, Jolene. And like I said, I've got some ideas. You won't be disappointed.
While we're doing that, what happens to the rest of the place? The Robin has been hurting.
Isn't her job to see the worst of the place and then work on it from there?
The initial thought was for her to see it at its best and then try to make it better.
There's a guy who does that.
And where is he?
Sorry. I guess you've got a table over there.
No, you're fine. You're the one who said my couch stinks.
I asked if it did.
Now it stinks of you. Maybe I should get a cat, ease it up.
You know how many times I asked Mom and Dad to get us one?
You wanted a cat?
Yeah. I was around the house more.
But I couldn't put one through the home life crap now. It'd be too much for him.
I missed a lot.
Mom and Dad split. My funny grades in art class. Going through boys like a hamster. But see, the cat could tame the hamster.
Any I would like?
Oh, sure. Warhol, Monet, Basquiat, Picasso. Pretty good company at night. It's not like you were alone. Your girl.
Didn't last. I mean, we knew it wasn't.
Anyone knew?
Nope. Who was that guy who called me in Detroit?
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah, he was
spill
not...
Spill it.
He was a business partner, okay? He knew our cousin, and we got acquainted. He helped me do a stint as M, and we had an amicable breakup. Finney. Okay? Okay?
Don't look at me like that while you're brushing. I'm just glad Mom and Dad still know. No. They've got enough problems.
Since I ended up temporarily with Dad, he decided to come over and help Cousin Christine move. Guess where?
Home.
Which is?
New York.
Not the city this time. You know she's a therapist now?
Good. Good for her.
Not good. Because the chances of me having to see her for that are skyrocketing.
Is that because of me?
Maybe I'm just a bad person and I suck.
Your choices suck.
What?
Yeah. I get trying to find me again, but doing it the worst way possible.
Who are you to criticize my choices? At least I didn't go sneaking off into the night, except... Well, at least I didn't do it in a car, I think. I did things my own way, and most of the time, it got me answers. Like, now I found you my own way.
With Delia.
Where are you going?
Work. Blue Robin.
What? I thought you were gonna...
I leave tomorrow.
Well, I don't know if I could drop you off with Dad.
No. You're not leaving me behind. Again.
Oh, shush. Then why don't you come with me?
I'm the person who messed up their building. They'll figure that out.
Yeah.
How are they gonna trust me?
Oh, you want it?
They're not even gonna...
You?
Well,
how about you start by giving them a reason to... Your call. All you take, less time for your disguise.
Huh?
There's a reason I put a hood over my face. Em was faceless.
Not the last time we saw her.
You're not a scarf guy. Where'd you get this from? Oh gosh.
Ain't no rule saying you can't repurpose an ex's gift. It was Valentine's. We were in the back.
No, be quiet. Too late. My neck feels gross. And my head's naked. Delia's not gonna be there, right?
No promises. The only guarantee I'd make is if these people know you well enough, there's nothing to worry about.
And a happy new year, Mr. Amaretto. You've been waiting for the sentry with flying cars.
Snap. That's the manager. Just had some stuff to take care of, Jolene. That's why I left kind of early.
An emergency?
Yeah.
If it's not too personal to share.
I had to pick up a relative who's here to visit. Here she is. She's only here for a day.
Well, I wouldn't want to interfere with any sightseeing she might have.
No problem. Nice meeting you. No.
But Mr. Amaretto, there's a lot of external work to do. Things have refrozen, and always a few more as we speak. Despite what you think, I've got you all day.
You got us.
And the work will be done. Yes? Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Good. Start right here. Catch.
In front of the Robin?
We're changing a little. You can start easy. I'll get the dustpan. Should have said it was too personal.
Shush. Try to work quick here. We don't want the water getting cold.
Nobody else helps you with this?
I think your staff was kind of thinning out when I got here. The guys here are great. I like them.
And they're inside.
And everybody. Oh, Patty.
Yes? Sorry.
You still delivering?
Well, serving, too. At the bar, at the window.
Anything else going on here? I thought you had lights. Those by the curtains are the same ones.
Oh. Yeah, we made some changes. Jolene did.
She said that. Back kitchen door's lost the ice, so if you needed to use that...
Thanks. Excuse me?
Can I... Now she's staying in the kitchen. Nothing from anybody.
You know what it is? I bet I know. They said hi once, and you thought you were best buds.
You're supposed to be helping. At least working. You don't know them. Was an entertainer. He's a chef.
Maybe the chef's got beef with you?
No. No, the...
Is that it?
You can't... He can't still be mad at me about Ed.
Wait, Ed? As in... Telia's brother?
What? Ah, creep. Wind blew the paper in a little crevice. People can see that. Catch.
Hey, you can say it, you know? You can just...
Jeez. Talk about people not trusting me. He's calling the Blue Robin for a reason.
Why do I have to be the only one with people problems?
I'm done. Tell Jolene I'm done.
Sure thing. But it's kinda up to her.
Well, you're at the bar now?
Your close relation was thirsty.
Huh. You're that old enough.
You wouldn't know that? Yeah, wouldn't you, Greg? Any coffee flavoring back there? Closest thing is toffee. Also... Feel free to leave any thoughts on the compliment cards. There. Another Jolene edition. Yeah, Artur needs a warning sign for his window.
Well, stuff's in the oven. Now we just have to wait.
What stuff?
Something new. Any specialties you can whip up, Patty?
How strong? I can't go too far tonight.
True.
Why? What's happening tonight?
Nothing really.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry, it's nothing.
Why can't I? I work here.
Yeah, but...
Guys! What's going on? If you're trying to keep me away...
Nobody's doing that.
If anything, it's you.
Look, if I did something, said something, tell me. We can have it out. Is this about yesterday? Before that? If it is, all that mess is... It's done. It's fixed. I got it.
Yep. We saw that. We believe you. Everything's clearly handled.
So what's wrong now?
We did get an interior designer. Nothing's wrong. You didn't need to tell us.
Just like old times.
We'd call for help, but you're done here.
Well, I'll be going then.
I'm coming. Always wanted to do that. Here you go. I was serious about adding coffee.
Night.
Night, Greg.
Okay, what's next?
Could have had a sixth party, too. I think Dad's still processing it's actually you.
He doesn't believe it.
It probably helps because I know it's you. He and Cousin Christine know I've been looking. You want to talk to him?
I don't. Maybe I just don't want to right now. It's weird you wanted to come back here.
It's still a pretty park. Even though Ranger friend's doubling down on the no swimming signs.
Stay on the path. Yeah.
You imagine somebody swimming out there? There's ice.
Would Mooney do that? Am I why the Robin people are giving you the cold shoulder?
Don't worry about it.
That's what they said. Why do you care anyway? About them?
Well, they just found out about you. And me and the Screaming Knives. It's how they found out, and what happened after. It's 'cause of me. They tried to help, but I didn't think I needed it. Until they had to.
I needed help finding you. And you're right. It's how I went about it.
Hey, how did you know who Ed was?
He knew I hung out with Delia. I may have blackmailed her into thinking I'd tell him, which may or not have snowballed into her thinking there'd be a breakup, which I guess actually happened.
Jerk.
Hey. Okay, yeah. Why'd we spend so much time away, man? We'd make the perfect destructive team.
We're so good at messing up stuff just by ourselves. It's the fixing part we don't think about.
I know I can't fix stuff.
Don't say that.
No, I'm telling you. I can never fix my messes. Ever.
Can't. Or won't try. You ever try saying you're sorry? Okay, just you try with me.
What?
Just say it. Say I'm sorry.
I can't. Nope. See? I stink.
As long as they don't stand behind you.
Oh! Okay. I'm sorry for that.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. For this.
Oh.
Oh. You... I said I'm sorry.
No, you're not. No, you're not sorry. Is that a good example?
Oh, you... Trying to knock me off this little snowbank, huh? All that time in the snowy places you've been. Where is it? Detroit? Here? That's the best you got? You didn't practice.
No. This is the...
What was that?
Huh? That wasn't me. Ed? Ed?
What are you doing with him? The guy in the leather jacket? You know who he is? He knows Delia. That's the guy she's been with.
Ed, you're, kind of barking up the wrong tree here.
She's been hanging around his workplace all the time, it all adds up. What are you doing with him? I should kick
Wait,
his...
Ed, it's... It's because he's my brother.
What?
It's true. We haven't seen each other in forever. And Delia's been helping me look for him. She's probably been doing the same for me.
But... The guy... The guy with the cans? What was their name on them? You wanted...
No. No, I wanted them because they were mine. I gave them to her. There wasn't another guy, Ed. I made that up.
So he's... He's not...
No.
Oh. Why would you do that? Delia got a job from you?
Everything she did, I asked her to do.
Hey,
You made her help me. I know I sound like a crazy person. And you jumped into a freezing river for some stupid spray cans. Andy, it's Mandy. And before you say something else, I am leaving for home tomorrow. So if I don't see her again, can you tell her I'm sorry? I'm sorry. Greg, I'm sorry, man.
I get it. But there's at least two people who'd be happy to see you again. Tomorrow, I think. Sure.
Delia did talk about you sometimes, Mandy. She thought you made a good friend. If I know her, she'd want to hear what you want to say yourself. Hey, you did say it. No, I couldn't. I knew I couldn't fix that.
You're doing better than me.
And that's closing you out. So, can I get down from the stage with the mic?
Interaction's different. Sometimes you can rehearse it.
But I was just thinking if...
Oh. You could, but then... You're thinking of dancing? You could dance with that, but that might make it a precedent.
Okay.
But it would make it more intimate for guests. If you dance with more than just Dad.
That's not too romantic.
Well, we can't visualize it right now, but we've already got a more ambient setting. Classical jazz feel. No choral tables.
Don't even know if he's gonna show up.
You asked him, right?
I've tried talking. I don't know if I'm enough for him to come back here.
You don't have to. He'll know you're more. And how could he leave our tour hanging?
Hey, this is about them. Ed and Delia.
Exactly. Oh, we do have a compliment card at the bar.
Forget the extra decoration.
I'll try.
Forget the pressure. Forget the hunk of leather jacket determined to crash the ceiling. It's not important.
You know, that's getting really old. Your whole fake rage bit.
Why is it fake? Every second Greg breathes, there's a nasty surprise jumping out.
Okay, you need to get over yourself. Seriously. The only thing he's done to you, indirectly, is have a misunderstanding with a guy who brought you groceries, who you kept a secret, by the way. Greg's a hard worker here, and wherever else he has to be, and shutting him out just adds another frickin' problem, this time from you.
Us?
Us.
It wouldn't be too hot if Ed saw him. Not at all.
Alright, we've got workers coming to look at the entry facade early tomorrow, and... Look at it in here. This is working. How are rehearsals?
Good.
Good.
Good. Construction workers said they wouldn't be able to reinstall the Robin sign completely. Can't have it dangling off any more than it is. Petty? You're in charge of removal.
Me?
Assuming Mr. Amaretto's schedule remains the same, you're in line for some heavy lifting.
See? Bridge isn't so bad to hang out. You can see the rest of the park.
The note didn't say that.
You wanted a guidebook.
Why'd you want to come here so bad?
Less people. We could have stayed up here forever, instead of just one morning. But you didn't come.
I had work.
All day. You didn't leave at friggin' midnight last night.
Right.
I'm not stupid. You didn't want to come. That or you just didn't care. Did you only start paying attention when you met Delia? Is that when you cared?
No,
I mean, God forbid I take up any little corner of your thoughts for the year.
You did. And I didn't know what I would say. I didn't know what you'd want.
you. You didn't want to see me.
No. I wouldn't have wanted to see any of my family. When I left back in New York, leaving was about me. I figured you'd understand, everyone would. The rock band was what I wanted. I knew me and the knives could make it happen. You didn't figure as much. I thought I was right. I've always been thinking that. Even though I thought I could beat the whole band up when they kicked me out. I don't think about anyone. Ben, I'm sorry.
So, you've done a 180? You want to say bye to Dad now?
Now's for us. You're the one who's been looking for me, painting up the town.
I only started seriously spray painting when you left. I was gonna make it a hobby, then I couldn't stop thinking about what you did, leaving me on the driveway. Those feelings, now they're an everyday thing. First I'm sad, then I'm furious. And painting, sometimes getting in trouble for that makes it make sense. Who gives one if other people get mad? They don't know. I can do what I want.
I thought this was for me.
It can be about me sometimes.
Oh. Mandy, tell me what happened tonight in Detroit with the phone call.
Why? You got a phone call from...
My guy Lou was there, and... He said you chased him with a gun.
Well, it wasn't that real.
Oh my God.
He knew about you, and I just... Who else was gonna get him to tell?
How could you know that? I mean, didn't you... Mandy, you can be mad at me all you want. If you can't see how far...
For you, there's too far. I told you there's stuff I can't fix. The walls. Lou, Delia, Ed. I can't... How am I supposed to redeem myself for that? It's always gonna be there.
Yeah. But if you don't stop yourself, or try to fix what you did, you're always gonna get hurt. And maybe somebody else.
And now you. You don't have to pretend you're not angry. That's your sister.
You're wrong about you.
I'm not your sister.
About who you are.
Okay. Who am I then?
Better than you think.
No.
I think that. You've got to trust yourself for that. Fixing things. You got to start fixing what's inside.
You've done it.
We can try.
Well, now I've got your number, I guess. Again, earlier we could have done.
I'm sorry.
You won't forget me.
No.
Okay, pulling down the sign. Big blue bird. Jolene said the crew started on it, so it shouldn't be... They didn't pick up after themselves. Gosh, that's a big sign. They didn't leave a ladder. Alone, not right under it. Bring these. Is that something?
It's
down from storage. One side. Ooh, it's already lovely. Well, it's part of the job done. What about this other part? Great. Jumping up.
Oh! Oh! Okay. All right. Oh, dear. A falling sign. Somebody...
Whoa. Got it. Wait, good.
What? Oh. You got the back of it?
Yeah. Let's go down.
I can't see.
Take a step back. Now step down. I'll tell you when you hit there. There. And...
Thank you, Greg. He came back.
It's the next day. How was last night?
Greg, I have to tell you something.
Oh, I shouldn't have thought of you guys.
No, Greg. Greg, I'm sorry for last night. For blowing you off with no explanation.
You're all still mad.
I'm not. Stuff happens. You never think things will come back to you. When they did, you want to fix it. Just got kind of messy here.
Stupid secrets.
Well, if we're going back to that, then I think... No. It's not good working with them. And we have one. Artur and I are prepping a special something for Delia and Ed tonight, with the interior designer coming.
Huh?
Private dinner. The Robin all gussied up. Live entertainment. Well, it was really just supposed to be for Delia, but once Jolene found out, we kind of mixed it up with that. And what the Robin can be. And we'd like your help. I'd like your help. Artur's abstaining his vote.
Oh. Well, okay.
You're in?
We're getting Delia and Ed together. And you, back in business.
That's pending. Here we've got the blues. Here it's hard to lose. Rest your mind, stop the grind, get your mind off the news. With something old and something new, no, you don't need something to do. Just stay a while with the Robin Blues. Thank you. Thank you for that. Welcome to the Blue Robin, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's a very special night. A chance to see a slightly newer look at the place. A chance for you to hear our very special guest tonight. Would you please help me in welcoming Miss Delia to the stage?
Did you say you'd be there?
I said yes. That's all I said to her was yes. Why is this so hard?
It can't be that hard. If I can make a cake.
That one was made already.
But I told Patty. And I was still able to give in. All you have to do is go in.
I messed up everything so bad with us and you.
But you don't want to lose her.
No.
Well, she's not just in there doing this just for the cheers. She's waiting. She don't want to lose you either.
Okay. I'm going.
Good.
See. This song is for someone. Someone very special.
The lovers reunite.
What a rush. I almost want to run back up there, but I won't.
Now for the food. See people. No, wait, why is Ed still standing like that? Come on, you.
Oh, lay off. He just decided to go in.
Oh. Good work, Greg. So, anything else you need to say?
What?
Any more secret relatives?
Torp?
No. There is nothing else. There's no more secrets.
You're sure? Because I can't handle any more surprises.
This is hot.
Your new getup, Patty, and new retro jacket, sir, and You... Why are you here?
You forgot I became a designer. Not that you pay any attention, anyhow.
You know, I think I should check on the desserts.
Hey, I'm coming in anyways. This is my mother's restaurant. Don't act like a... What was that?
None of our business. But they work here, so...
You know? We should... stay out here.
We gotta... This has been crazy.
From a little bit of everybody.
Mostly me.
Hey, I've got something I wanted you to look at. Read it. Look familiar?
She told you on a compliment card.
Straight from Em's alter ego. Weird way to tell your secret identity. Plus an apology.
That's Mandy.
Where is she?
Going back home. She found what she was looking for. Something.
And you're staying?
I know I ain't done here yet. All the stuff coming back. All the things I thought I left. Probably would have done things different. But now I've got you. Good friends. And it's making me better than I am.
You gotta wonder how much heartfelt stuff that bird's seen up there.
Till the next one?
Well, Delia and Ed should be out before the night's over. So, the next one.
Lynn and Artur and that lady. So, the next one.
Well, I am going to go back up there eventually. If I have an epiphany or something.
Wait, well, that wouldn't count. You'd be up there. But...
Well, that's inside.
What's that?
You've been listening to The Blue Robin, The Last Minute, on The Elephas Hour. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to comment and or subscribe. The Blue Robin, The Last Minute was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. And speaking of...
Hi, this is Zachary Williams, and thank you for listening to The Elephas Hour's first ever series. This story and their characters were things I'd always hoped to expand upon and explore, and hopefully this isn't the last I write about them. Again, thank you for listening to The Elephas Hour.